WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, a resident ADHD adventurer, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience through self-compassion. Ever feel like life is throwing you curveballs left and right? Like that inner critic is constantly whispering doubts in your ear. Trust me, I get it. We ADHD brains are wired for big feelings, and sometimes those feelings can be overwhelming. But guess what? We've got the power to change that narrative. We can learn to navigate those turbulent waters with grace and strength, and self-compassion is our secret weapon. Think of it like this. Imagine you're learning a new dance routine. You're gonna stumble, you're gonna trip, maybe even spin around a little too much. But would you beat yourself up for every misstep? Absolutely not. You'd acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and keep going, right? That's self-compassion in action. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Now let's break down how to sprinkle some self-compassion magic into your daily life. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That voice in your head that says you're not good enough, you're going to fail. Let's give it a makeover. Instead of listening to the negativity, try turning those thoughts around. For example, instead of saying I messed up that presentation, try okay, I didn't nail it perfectly, but I learned something new and I'll do better next time. 2. Practice gratitude. Ever notice how focusing on the good stuff can instantly shift your mood? Yeah, me too. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things: a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger. It's amazing how those tiny sparks of joy can light up your whole day. 3. Get cozy with mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your routine, taking mindful breaths, noticing the sensations of your feet on the ground, savoring each bite of your fruit. It helps you stay grounded and reduces stress. 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, perfection is a myth. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, celebrate your progress, acknowledge your strengths, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, being human means making mistakes, it's part of the journey. 5. Treat yourself like royalty. You deserve love, care, and attention just like anyone else. Make time for activities that bring you joy, pamper yourself with a relaxing bath or massage, and surround yourself with people who uplift you. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about a time when you felt particularly overwhelmed or discouraged. Maybe you had a big deadline at work, or perhaps a personal challenge was weighing on your mind. How did you treat yourself during that period? Were you harsh and critical, or did you offer yourself some kindness and understanding? Now imagine approaching that same situation with a more compassionate lens. Maybe you'd say to yourself, it's okay to feel overwhelmed right now. I'm doing my best in a challenging situation. Or perhaps you'd take a few moments to practice deep breathing or engage in an activity that helps you relax and recharge. See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your struggles, it's about showing up for yourself with empathy and understanding during those tough times. It's about recognizing that you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Remember, building resilience takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep nurturing that inner well of self-compassion. So, my beautiful ADHD warriors, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, tips, and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community where we can celebrate our unique strengths and journey together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.